The Czech Republic's national football team has secured a berth at Euro 2012, defeating Montenegro 1-0 on Tuesday in their second leg matchup in Podgorica. It will be the fifth straight appearance by the Czech Republic in the European Championships. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Qualification was a long, often difficult and frustrating road for the Czech team, swamped by problems and with little steam, under threat they might miss next year's championship in Poland and Ukraine. But it was a different, invigorated Czech squad that succeeded in the final qualification matches and playoff games against Montenegro for one of the competition's final spots. In the first leg last Friday, the Czechs outclassed Montenegro, scoring twice. And on Tuesday, they appeared well on their way, minimizing their opponents' opportunities in the first half. The second half, though, was more dramatic. Montenegro came close when Dejan Damjanovic rang a shot off the bar, and Mirko Vucinic had two back-to-back shots. Czech goalie Petr Cech was the difference. Vucinic later also got an even better opportunity, a header up close that went wide, but really should have gone in. Had any one of those goals gone in, the game would certainly have heated up. As it was in the 81st minute, Jiráček put it out of reach for Montenegro, suddenly sealing the deal for the Czechs by faking a slow move and surprising everyone when he burst through the defenders to drill a cheeky shot past the goalkeeper. 1-0 was the score, and 3-0 was the unassailable lead on aggregate, and that was the way it would finish. Montenegro was a little unlucky, facing a great opponent, especially in Petr Cech. Afterwards, here's what the star player who played both playoff matches with a special protective mask had to say about the team's success.
The road to qualification was a long one, and one that we began in the worst possible way. We had 10 chances against Lithuania and still lost. Then it's true that the atmosphere with the fans over 2 years wasn't great. Also, the new coach took over and introduced a change in players, a generational shift, and that too wasn't easy. On the other hand, we wanted all the more to show the fans that we could do it, and in the end we succeeded.
Many will look back on qualification for Euro 2012, which saw its share of poor or close matches where the Czechs were lucky to scrape by, with a sense of relief. But in the end, the team has gelled and seen a renewed conviction to win. That can be attributed to several key factors, among them first and obvious on Tuesday night, the importance of the star goalie. He was doubtful for both playoff games with a broken nose, but played brilliantly. Second, the coach's decision to bring in new players paid off, namely the uncovering of new talent, especially in Plzeň's Petr Jiráček, Václav Pilař and Daniel Kolář. Third, also of paramount importance, was the return to form of long-injured team captain Tomáš Rosický as a key playmaker. And fourth, as always, the Czechs also had a little luck, and that too didn't hurt.
My thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.